I was just thinking how wonderful it was that there has not been an episode of the Roman Shenanigans Report in so long. Here we are for another special edition of Not Your Average Globetrotter. I'm Rafael Di Furia, and welcome to the Roman Shenanigans Report. As a quick note, right before we hop into the episode, I just would like to make it clear that none of this information should be taken as any type of advice and should not be taken as any sort of replacement of information from any official source. And it is very highly recommended that you also confirm everything with official sources, as some of these details may change as time goes on. Just earlier this evening, after I had already gotten an episode ready for this week, just almost ready to go, the Italian government put out its latest and greatest rules about what's going on here in Italy, and finally there is an answer about what the situation is going to be looking like with the Italian Green Pass. I've been getting a lot of questions about this by email and through private messages on Facebook and Instagram, and until now, there hasn't really been a proper, solid answer. There's kind of been maybes, kinds of ifs, sortas, it could be's. But now there's finally some solid rules that you can go by. And I do have to say, it's interesting. And there are some parts of it to me that at this moment in time, I don't know if I totally get the approach, but hey, let's leave it to the experts. Anyway, the website is currently only available in Italian, so I will be translating this into English so that you can understand it better. But if you do want to see the original website in Italian, you can go to www.dgc.gov.it/web/. Of course, I do not represent any arm of the Italian government. I am not a doctor, but I am just a dude living in Italy with his boots on the ground who's been living here from the first day of lockdowns and well before that. So let's get into this. It starts out on the website with COVID-19 Green Certification EU Digital COVID Certificate. And the big text at the top says, let's go back into safety. The COVID-19 Green Certification allows access to events, structures, and other public places in Italy and facilitates travel in Europe. And to me, though, I do have to say, I find it quite interesting that nowhere in that first paragraph did it mention anything about travel. And so after going through this website, as well as some of the other Italian websites, some official websites, some non-official websites, some news outlets and so on, I've culminated what I could into this episode to try and share what I can. The first thing and the biggest question that I had was, what about travel? What about going to restaurants? What about taking part in just regular daily life? To what extent is this green pass going to be necessary? And so from August 6th, the new situation will be that any services, catering services provided by an establishment for table service indoors, they didn't specify about outdoor services. So I'm wondering if outdoors is okay, but there was no place that was specified indoors. No place that specified outdoors. They only specify indoors. Just a quick editor's note while we're in the middle of this. While there has not been any information that I have been able to find from an official source regarding being able to eat outside, there are news agencies in Italy that are reporting that it would be legal and possible for a person who does not have the green pass to be able to eat outside, to drink outside, at a place where you have a standing bar where you can just go to the countertop, it will be possible to be served there inside. But again, this is not based on anything that seems to be written on an official outlet. This, from what I've found, only seems to be reported in some of the news outlets. And one last added point here, there is also a potential fine that could be had, and it goes between 400 and 1,000 euros for both the proprietor and the customer. And if this is repeated on three different days, and it seems as though maybe it's three different days within the same week, but it's not specified, it could be three different events, three different times, then the location may be closed from 1 to 10 days. And then going to sporting events, competitions, museums, exhibitions, swimming pools, team sports, wellness centers, festivals, fairs, conferences, spas, amusement park, recreational centers, cultural centers, and indoor activities, gaming rooms, betting rooms, bingo halls, casinos, and public competitions. So there's a lot. Basically, it sounds like any type of like really public event of any sort is going to require the green pass. But in that list, the long list, it doesn't necessarily specify about eating outdoors or about traveling around in the country or even traveling internationally. And from what else I could find, it doesn't necessarily seem as though for traveling around the country that this would be required. At least it hasn't been specified anywhere on official sources that I've seen. It's possible I've missed it, but very unlikely because I was very thorough when I looked through this. And so it, from what I have found so far, is that when traveling at least domestically in Italy, if you are traveling from white zone to white zone or yellow to yellow zone, then it's not necessary to have this pass. But if you are staying within your zone, then this may be required for various activities like some of the ones that I mentioned before. One more quick editor's note here. Even though it does seem somewhat clear on the official information that travel would be allowed, there are news sources here in Italy in Italian that are saying this is still a subject that will be discussed and decided upon at a later date. So keep in mind, all of this information may change at a later date. The Green Pass will also be available in digital and paper formats, and it will be available to people who do have access to computers and smartphones, and people also who don't have access to those online services. The way that you do it on your phone or on your computer. There are a number of official sources that are listed on the website, which I'm not going to go into because if you are somebody who this applies to, then you'll know what you can do or you can find out through there, through one of the services that you may already be signed up for here in Italy. It will also come in Italian and English, plus French or German, and it will be valid in all of the EU and Schengen countries. So it's not something that's just good for here in Italy. So this is clearly something that's part of the greater European initiative towards the situation. But I do have to admit, I am a little bit curious that if the main goal is to completely decimate the virus or even to try to minimize it, why not close the borders for unnecessary travel or maybe even just travel to begin with? Because we've been able to see that a lot of things in the past year and a half can be done online, even work, business, meetings, and so on. Yes, it's not ideal, but why not just close the borders and let things run their course within each country? I mean, maybe there's something I'm missing here. Of course, I'm not a doctor, but that might seem like it's a logical choice, especially if some people who are vaccinated can still get the new variants. The other interesting thing, though, about the Green Pass is that it seems like it will only be valid for a certain period of time, depending on some situations. Just something here is that you had to have at least had one dose of the vaccine or have tested negative for a molecular or rapid swab in the past 48 hours, or have been cured of COVID-19 in the past 6 months. So I do find that very interesting that it's not only if you've been vaccinated, but it does allow people who haven't been vaccinated but still test negative to be able to do it within that 48-hour period. So it seems as though these QR codes will be able to say whether you're able to be in a certain place or not. Because when you're at the at these venues, whatever it may be, they're supposed to actually scan you in. So that's the other thing. And I'm not somebody who's anti-vax, but I'm very pro safety, security, and privacy. So, and especially privacy. And this to me, especially being in Europe where privacy is such a major concern, that you have to sign documents on documents on documents, even if you're just trying to get a SIM card or sign up for an online service, or even if you're just browsing the web, something that may not have your actual identity tied to it. Like I've said in past videos, whatever your health situation is yours, I don't want to know it. I don't need to know it. Yes, maybe I should have some concerns in some situations, but that is not my business. That is your healthcare and your situation is not my business. And I feel as though also, if I were to go to a restaurant and the server there doesn't need to know about me and I don't need to know about them, or if I'm working someplace, I don't need to know if they have done X, Y, or Z to be in that place. It could be the wrong way of approaching things. But again, I feel as though that from a privacy standpoint, I still have concerns, because even I haven't found anywhere online that lists how the privacy and data security is taken care of. What if there's a data breach? What information is matched up with what information? Because yes, the QR code, when you are at a place, it only gives you a yes or a no. It doesn't give the person who's scanning it any personal information about you. It just gives you the yes or the no. And so far, from what we've seen of the system, that's the way that it seems to work. So this also goes to another point, that there have been people already giving fake codes, using other people's codes, and to travel improperly. So if you're going to have privacy, that opens you up to misuse. But if you're going to take out the idea of privacy, then that leads to other problems. So to me, I can't help but wonder if this is really the best way of doing things. Of course, given the situation, this is the first time we've gone through anything like this. Nobody really probably knows the best way of doing it, but it is just an interesting approach and something that I was wondering about. Anyway, for people who only have had their first dose of the vaccine, it will be valid, from what I've seen, from the 15th day of after the vaccine until the date of the second dose. And then once you've had the second dose, then you'll be issued the code within 24 to 48 hours. And that green pass will be valid for 9 months. So what is going to happen in 9 months from whenever this happens? Are you going to need a booster? Is that booster going to protect against the other variants? Or what's this going to look like? Of course, at this point in time, there's probably nobody that has a good answer for that. These are just some things that I personally happen to be curious about. But then what if you are coming from another country into Italy? So if you're coming from the EU Schengen, if you have the green certification, it must actually certify one of the following: that you have completed the prescribed vaccination course or be cured from the virus, and the validity of the certificate is 180 days from the date of the first positive swab, or you've had the molecular or antigenic test done within the past 48 hours. Minors under the age of 6 are exempted from taking the pre-departure swab. But if you're entering from Israel, the United States, Japan, or Canada, it seems like the certifications that you get there should be good enough for Italy. But until August 12th, within the European Union, you'll still be able to travel around as long as you can show your vaccination or your test without the green pass. But even with the green pass, you still have to get swabbed upon arrival in Italy. That's something that's not going to be changing. But the other interesting thing is that even if you do have the green pass, you still have to get swabbed within a certain time period of your arrival in Italy. So I find that also kind of interesting, that it just somehow, whatever, I'm not going to get into it. But even if you're an Italian citizen who's been vaccinated abroad, or just a person who's been vaccinated abroad, what's the situation with that? Can you get the green pass? What's going on there? And that's something that even that there's not a system in place right now, and the Italian government is working on how they might be able to make this happen. But for the time being, if you're a citizen who's been vaccinated abroad and you're going to be here in Italy, that vaccination may not be recognized, at least when we're talking about the green pass for this moment in time. Seems like they're working on it, though. And like I've said in past episodes, I can't help but wonder if this feels like a Band-Aid for a broken bone. Like, it just seems like this is only maybe a partial fix. And even Mario Draghi said that the green pass itself is essential for businesses to keep open during this time. But if there's so many other things that are going on and seem like maybe there's some cracks that things can fall through, is this really the best way of going about things? I'm going to repeat myself, and probably I'll repeat myself in future videos too. It feels like a Band-Aid on a broken bone. But it's been interesting to see also that in France, there have been some major protests over this subject. And I'm not going to go into the details of that because I don't know all of the details, but I'm wondering if that's something that we might start seeing here in Italy, especially because not all of this is actually in place yet. It's like I said before, it's coming the beginning of August. What was it? The 6th, I think I said. I forget what date I said earlier in the episode. All right. Just double checked and it's definitely the 6th of August. But I can't help but wonder, especially because we have these solidified rules in place now, if there will be any sorts of protests before then. I'm going to assume there are people on both sides of the political spectrum that will agree on certain things and maybe have problems with the Green Pass. And that's something that we have seen some cross-aisle agreement, maybe for different reasons. But I am very interested to see what happens. I definitely hope we are able to stay peaceful and everything goes all right here. Especially because it's so interesting to me that if you look at maybe the 70s, 60s, 80s, there was a lot of social activism in the country. But these days, while there is a lot, it's a lot quieter than what it used to be back then. And even though last year we did have some rioting and so on in the streets, it didn't seem like it maybe went up to the escalation that it did years and years ago. So I am wondering if, because the situation is more normal, quote unquote, now that I don't even want to call it normal because it's anything but, because having to walk around with a mask in your pocket or attached to your arm and to walk around and scan in is definitely not normal, but to have this where we can have more access to the outside world than like what we did at the very beginning, I can't help but wonder if that's enough for people that it's okay, that they're okay with that to be able to continue on. Or is it going to be something that people get fed up with? Because I think even the people who are definitely okay with the vaccine, they're going to get annoyed by this. And I can't help but think that even the restaurateurs, they're going to get annoyed by having to scan in people because it's in adding in extra steps. Yes, it's all for trying to protect the greater good and the public. So there's something to be said for that. But I am very curious to see what things are going to look like over the coming months, especially because the state of emergency has been pushed back until the 31st of December, if I'm not mistaken. So that means that this all could be in place at least until the end of December, but it also depends on what's going to happen in the winter. Of course, like last winter, I'm hearing mumbles of people already saying that when it's going to be wintertime, they're expecting numbers to rise again. But let's see, especially with the number of vaccinations and so on, will we see the amount of numbers or will it be much more mild because of so much of the population now being vaccinated against the virus? So let's see. I'm definitely hoping. I'm crossing my fingers and I'm not necessarily convinced that things will be without a few bumps in the road, but I'm hoping and praying, definitely hoping and praying, trying to stay positive because I am so fed up with talking about this subject. Oh, goodness. Anyway, thank you all so much for joining me again for another episode of Not Your Average Globetrotter, and especially a huge thank you to those of you who helped to make content like this possible through patreon.com. It is because of you all that I am able to continue with this project. Thank you all so much for allowing me to take the time necessary for this project. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this as an audio-only podcast, be sure to subscribe and or follow on your favorite podcasting platform of choice. And also, if you're here on YouTube, be sure to leave a like and share it with your friends as it does greatly help out the channel. So thank you all so much who have been supporting these videos in that other way of sharing and liking these episodes. So again, I will end this episode by saying thank you for joining me on another Friday night, hopefully going in that direction of when I can finally say another beautiful Friday night again, because I am still not saying another beautiful Friday night until this is over, even though there may be some very pretty, very nice Friday nights in the meantime. I am waiting. It has been like a year and a half plus now, and I cannot wait until it is another beautiful Friday night again for those of you who maybe have been watching these episodes for a little bit longer. Anyway, I'm Rafael Di Furia. Stay safe, stay healthy, and I'll see y'all next time. Later.